This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
What's your favorite thing about today? Well, I don't feel weird.
Hey, everybody. Sure. Welcome to Dynamic Banter. I'm not feeling weird right now, and welcome to the show. Hi, Mike. How you doing, man?
And I'll do a little dance.
We're going to get through this show. It's only an hour. How are you, Mike?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm great. I was having like a really weird week. And it's only Thursday. I can't fucking believe it's Thursday, man. Time is so fucking, it's actually, time barely made sense before all of this, but now Time is starting to become like confusing and hard to manage.
Mm-hmm. My favorite set that the police ever did front to back. I think it went to time is hard to manage.
Yeah.
Straight into this is the slowest it's ever been.
To I don't know what day it is.
Yeah. Ooh, is that an iced cafe?
It is, my friend. I've taken up occasional coffee drinks for the past year because whenever I needed like an energy boost, I would reach for like a fucking Red Bull or like a 5-hour energy drink, and those things will murder you. They are murdering you. You're drinking murder. And so I wanted to find something that was like less murder you, but still the sweet, sweet honey nectar drug called caffeine.
Which and brings us to today's sponsor.
Caffeine. Today's caffeine. Sponsor. Hold on, Frederico. Let me pull up a little track for us to sound like. Let's see. What's the vibe here? We're like reggaeton. Something like that. Like nice reggaeton. Like I'm going to say like a... what are we talking here? Like a calm reggaeton?
I was thinking soft, a nylon string with the, and from the hills of Hispania, where the coffee beans... Wait, are there Spanish coffee beans, or is it mostly a Colombian thing? It's definitely in Colombia.
We could think about it. We could talk about it. We could figure it out. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a little bit about the new drink. It's called caffeine. And ladies and gentlemen, the drink, it comes from the bean. The bean? Let me tell you about the bean. The bean come from, if I could be frank, pero my name is Francisco, so I will be frank. Our beans, our cafeína beans, once the bird has made the droppings. What we do is we force feed the bird our delicious Colombian beans, and then they defecation into a contenedor, and what we do is we blend it with our wonderful Brazilian spices, and for that you get the caffeine.
We really overstuff those birds with a Brazilian bean, and because you can't drive the clear spice from the bean alone, it needs to be surrounded by a worried bird.
If the bird, let's be quite honest. Let me be frank. God damn it. I said it. I said my name, it was a Frank. I turned my camera off. I'm so mad.
You remain Frank.
Excuse me. I know that's unprofessional, but I get so excited, the pressure in my body about my bean.
Passionate. Sebastian.
What we do is we have about 40,000 birds. 40,000 birds. And every day we go in and we scare the living shit out of them so that we can get you the most delicious coffee drink, excuse me, that you would love to drink. It'll give you the pep you need. It'll make you wake up like a scared bird.
And it'll also put you right to sleep.
It'll wake you up and put you to sleep at the same time. We're going to get a copyright ding for that song.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I occasionally will dip into the coffee, but I'm not like an everyday coffee drinker. Like, I'm truly controlling how and when I do it. Like,
moderation. You know,
and also it very strongly depends on my night, the sleep I got the night before, and if I'm feeling the energy to be able to be a human.
Uh-huh. What level are you at right now?
I was very shaken up this morning, quite literally, if you would allow me to make a little just make a little joke about it. But there was an earthquake in Los Angeles, more specifically the San Fernando Valley. Shout out to the Valley.
It's been
818.
This has been, but we had like a fucking, it was actually not a big earthquake. It really wasn't, like, considering what the readings were, but
it was almost exactly halfway.
Yeah, right? It was halfway. Well, we were right in the epicenter of it, and so it like shook me right the fuck awake at 4:30 or some shit. Alana and I both woke up and we're freaking out. I'm like, what the fuck? Because a shake you out of your sleep earthquake is like bad. It's scary shit. Because
it's enough.
Because, like, imagine being dead asleep, 4 a.m, if you're a normal human being, is probably some good REM. You're in a dream about Aunt Susie and how nice she was to you with her candies.
You're having a dream where you're climbing a fence, getting your pants stuck with your childhood buddies.
You're having a dream where you're getting the fucking shit kicked out of you. You're near dead. And all of a sudden...
You're having a dream where you're... Sorry, I didn't know you were...
No, please. What other dreams?
We're having a timing issue because of the...
That's right, Mike.
Malcolm pops in.
Hey, guys, I'm out here on the street. Yeah, no, but so there was like a earthquake that shook you right the fuck awake, and it was very not okay. And so I was awake for the next hour, reading everybody's tweets. And by the way, I know you've got a take on all the fucking tweets, and just fucking go for it. But I have something to say in defense of like the endless earthquake tweets. But from a comedian's perspective, Mike, I want to know your take on the fucking earthquake tweets. So just go for it. Get it out of the way.
Do you think automatically that I'm here to roast the earthquake tweets?
I mean, it's kind of on brand. Your comment.
I feel like roasting, and thank you for paying attention to what I'm about to say, and I'm thanking you for that.
Okay.
I think in my mind, it's kind of a hacky thing to roast the earthquake tweets because...
Oh, because everybody does that.
Because it's like the fuck this place, too cool for this place thing to do.
I'm not above
it.
I
because it's easy. What I came on the show wanting to talk to you about.
You just tear up your earthquake tweets like notes. You have like three pages of notes on the earthquake tweets, and you just rip them up. Like, fuck these.
Yeah. I'm secretly doing it now under the table. But I wanted to ask someone who has lived here all their life what they think of like somebody who moved here from like New Jersey to become
an actor and they're in like their third year of whatever, if you had a take on it. And then I just wanted to say that when you zoom out and look at everything, it's a very nice thing. And it's also, I'm a big fan of, you know, in the right tone.
Excuse us.
I think the laughing, so you're not, if you're laughing at it, you can't be dying. You sure. can't be dead.
Yeah.
Philosophy.
If you're like laughing that. At it, like you're probably it alive.
I like that it happens and we all kind of go through it. And then everyone's like, right.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, to me, I've lived here my whole life. So I've felt various degrees of earthquakes. But as you get older, you start to actually learn what causes them and how, when they happen, there's no way to know. And apparently a fucking big one is coming. And so everyone who lives in California, to whatever degree of anxiety you find yourself in, is fully aware of this potential big one earthquake that could happen literally at any moment. But it's not the kind of thing that you need to obsess over, because it's kind of like dying, right? Like, we're all going to die, but we don't know when it's going to happen.
And it could happen at any moment.
It could happen at any moment, and it's such a waste of time to be afraid of it and worry about it, because look outside your goddamn window right now. There's beauty everywhere, and you want to do shit still, and it's nice to just focus on that stuff, because then you'll find happiness, and that's good shit. But my anxiety is not like a lot of other people's anxiety, and I think I've figured it out. Well, first of all, it's a whole control thing, right? Like, not having control of the situation is a super big trigger. Not being able to escape a situation for me is like is like the worst thing in the world. Like, if I can't find an exit strategy for the situation I'm in, then I start to get really panicky. And earthquakes completely remove that variable from the equation. It's just like, earthquakes happen, they're going to be as big as they are, and if it's the big one, hope that the building you live in is earthquake proof as it could possibly be.
Your whole state turns into the best escape room you've ever been in.
And a lot of people, every time there's a fucking earthquake too, and by the way, the whole point I was trying to get to kind of condense it, is that I just find comfort in the fact that I'm not the only one that is like fucking terrified, and I've lived here my whole life, so I should be used to it already. But I really, really think it's kind of like how you feel about airplane turbulence. Like, everybody knows that everybody knows about air pain. Everybody knows about airplane turbulence.
That's what they are, isn't it?
Everybody knows about airplane turbulence. And you're either the type of person that's terrified of it and it scares the shit out of you, or you completely don't give a shit. And I think that's the same thing with earthquakes. It's like, either mm-hmm. you're terrified of it or you literally do not give a shit. And yeah. I wish I didn't give a shit, but I am terrified of it. And I find comfort in everybody talking about it. It feels like a sense of community. Like, you're talking to, you know, we don't have a fucking community, really. We don't talk to our neighbors like they used to in the fucking Brady Bunch and shit. Like, we don't know who the fuck our neighbors are. And when everyone's on Twitter going like, earthquake, holy shit, I'm scared, you're like, this is your neighborhood all coming out onto the sidewalk and going like, hey, Jerry, are you okay? Yeah, man, the kids were fucking... Joe shit the bed.
<You know? Yeah. laughs> Joe.
You know, but, and it's a sense of community, and I feel like we're all in that deeply as a planet right now anyway, with COVID and all the civil rights shit and politics and all that. Everybody feels like terrified and helpless, but we're all in this together, which gives us a sense of community, and I think that's like an important thing to connect yeah. with.
And we're actively kind of being taught to look at everyone we see as having a virus that might kill us. Yeah. And everyone that we love.
Yeah. Dude,
can I tell you something?
Please.
First of all, I think that is all great.
Thanks, buddy. I think you're great.
Have you had hearing tested lately?
And that's a great point. And that's a reminder from our friends down at the doctor's office.
Which is another sponsor, the doctor's office. Which is,
use the promo code BANTER to get 10% off the doctor's office.
It's the most general shit ever.
Dude, imagine you go in and you have like blood drawn and stuff like that, and they're like, okay, like at the desk. Okay, we'll see you in about 3 months. Yes, definitely. And can I settle my copay? Yeah, absolutely. It's $58 even. Okay, banter. Banter.
Excuse me?
Did that work?
What are you saying to me?
Banter.
Do you want to...
For 15...
You're 15... No, I said $30 was the cut.
Because of dynamic banter. And it's 15% off.
I don't know what that
is. It's still active.
Are you smelling toast or do you feel lightheaded? You might want to sit out. You're saying gibberish is what I'm saying. And you might be having a
banter
stroke.
For 13% off. I'll say it at checkout.
Dude, the doctor's office sounds like the kind of place that would open after like universal healthcare happens. Like you would just have like McDonald's and then the doctor's office. And it'd be like a McDonald's kind of place. It'd be like a play place and shit.
Yeah, you could do most of it from a screen.
Yeah,
in the lobby.
Yeah. What are your symptoms?
You put your hand into a TV and it pricks your hand.
Yeah, and then it goes, take these pills, and it just spits out a bag of pills. Like you have to put your hand over,
shoot them into your face.
It's like a, it's like a slot machine in Vegas. They're just shooting out. Even makes the slot machine sound.
The latex gloves at the end of like those clown, you know what I'm talking about? Like the fucking squeeze box arms.
Oh yeah.
Daily pills.
Put your chest up to the screen so we can read your heartbeat. anyway, what were you gonna say, my friend? You were gonna talk about something.
Dude, we hung out with our neighbors last night.
Oh fuck!
And with our masks on, at a safe social distance.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And we've seen them around for a real long time, and we've always been nice to each other from a distance. That is the same song. What a powerful song.
It's a great song.
Bette Midler.
Oh yeah,
Barbara Streisand.
Bette Midler. But it might.
I couldn't tell the difference for a long time. That makes me racist against white people.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was a Babs, and Bette Midler did a version of it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. I never got the hate for either one of them.
Same.
Just
They're
lovely,
very talented women.
Lovely voices.
Very talented, beautiful women.
And I bet Bette Midler would be really fun at a party.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
Christmas party, Bette Midler.
She's a badass.
Does he?
Office. What were we talking about?
I hung out
with my neighbors.
Yeah.
And it's a young couple and their daughter. Their daughter is like two. And the wife came over to get her hair did by Zoya. Hair did by Zoya is her new.
I swear to God, I was going to say that was our sponsor. Another sponsor. Hair did by
it's
Zoya.
An app. She made an app. and they came over and they were just talking to us about being parents. And you could tell they're in the transition from like regular, you know, late 20s, early 30s, just couple hanging out. Mm. And now they're that, but they have a baby. And it's a very, they're like learning to deal with their baby as much as the baby is learning to be alive. And sure. It's something that, you know,
it's a fascinating whatever. Thing.
Yeah. And they're just so fucking cool. And they were talking, they're from Colombia. And they were talking about how community is there and how it's weird that we don't know our neighbors exactly like you were saying.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, like, I'm really, you know, I'm glad that we did this. And then they were saying, so they painted in my neighborhood with chalk on the sidewalk mm-hmm. with their daughter.
Vandals.
They were drawing, like, cute
absolute
things.
Vandals.
Vandal, just adorable vandals. And then underneath, because they're teaching her Spanish and English.
Oh, nice.
They wrote, like, hello equals hola. Mm-hmm. And friend equals
well,
amigo.
Well, actually, that's wrong. I'm just kidding.
And please correct my pronunciation, friend, amigo.
Okay, well, you're almost there.
So I guess somebody had come by and scuffed out the Spanish letters. Mm. And he was telling us, he was like, that it really, it like hurt our feelings. Mm. And I'm like, what a sad fucking thing for anyone to do.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what your beliefs are, first of all, don't have piece of shit beliefs. I guess that is a good but nobody knows that they have piece of shit beliefs until it's too late.
Yeah.
But why would you picture that? How sad that person must have been sitting there scuffing that one place. Like, I don't want to read Spanish. Look down at the sidewalk.
I don't even want to see Spanish. I'm so upset.
And it's just so, I mean, you live in Southern California, first of all, which is, you know, we're so close to another country, you know,
and everything that you, all of your produce and your vegetables and shit were ripped out of the ground by a Hispanic gentleman or lady.
And you'll eat them.
And you'll eat them.
But you don't want to read an adorable, like, parent teaching their kid how to speak a language
right,
on the sidewalk.
Right.
Your kids will all be taught that in high school.
Right.
And they'll fail it.
Right.
Or they'll excel. And be bilingual and be better off for it.
Yeah.
But you can't look at it on the sidewalk in like neon green chalk for
a
second.
That's so sad. That's sad. I think it's interesting to think about generational issues like that. Like, I really do feel like, you know, they talk about the boomers, fuck the boomers.
Does he?
Exactly. And they talk about the boomers being the problem you know, and it feels like it's true in a lot of ways, and I wouldn't put it past a boomer to erase something like that.
Wouldn't put it past a boomer shooting up the charts now on Spotify.
Wouldn't put it past a boomer. But and also the Karens and all that shit. But it just feels like it's interesting to me that, like, there's a pattern in generational understanding and societal and cultural understanding and it really feels like, man, these fucking boomers are ruining everything and they're so racist and this and that. They need to go away. And then this new generation will be more accepting of cultures and orientation, sexual orientation and whatever. Like, there's just new generations are going to be more open to it growing up in this culture, at least the American Western culture. But it's interesting because it's like, what is our generation? What are we going to royally fuck up when we're that age? Like, you know, like you and I, we're kind of, our core values are about, like, loving people and letting people live their lives the way they want to live them. And, you know, being good to your neighbor and shit like that. And so I feel like we'll age into, like, the old people that, like, are more acceptable of things like that. And we'll probably be more open to the weird shit
more
the generations
malleable.
Yeah, growing up are going to want from us. And
yeah.
But there's going to be our generation, like, truly being like Karens and fucking boomers and shit and doing.
Yeah.
But what will it be, you think? Like, what will be the thing that our generation will hold on to so tightly and it'll hurt like a whole subculture of people? You know, what will be so oppressive from our generation, you think? You know,
when we all said, when we all said gay in third grade.
Yeah. But I think we all said gay in third grade in the way that is hurtful, and we realize that now. But we
then right. What don't we realize now?
Yeah. Exactly. I think there's like, I think about it all the time now, and it's good to. A lot of people think about what?
We're going to find out that phones were alive this whole time.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, can you believe how much they texted? Just slamming their thumbs down. Like,
and they're going to know like everything. They're going to know all, like, we heard you arguing with your girlfriend and you're such a shithead. You're a piece of shit. We heard you having a fucking disgusting conversation with your friend about a woman and you're despicable. You're canceled. Like, phones end up canceling you in the future.
Yeah. And then your phone gets your house. Your phone just gets to stay charged at your house and you're out. You have to fend for yourself without a phone.
Dude, I think something we'll be given shit about in the future will be tweeting our opinions. Like literally anything you want. Like, you know how we can say anything we want on the internet right now? And like, that's going to be like ridiculous in the future. People are going to be like, you can't do that. It's just your opinion hurts people. Your opinion on Star Wars actually hurts people. Why would you spread
negativity?
Yeah. Stop spreading negativity. It hurts people. Yeah.
They figure out on a government level how to reduce negativity, and then everyone is able to live in a more harmonious state.
Yeah, and we're gonna be like, I fucking grew up listening to George Carlin and shit, man. Like, I need to be able to fucking say if I feel like shit. Whatever happened to expressing your feelings, man? Like, and they're gonna
be snowflakes can't handle a little negativity? Yeah. That's not the real world.
Yeah. And then the new kids are gonna be like, you guys are so broken with your lack of a handle on your emotions. Like, we have figured out how to handle our emotions.
Yeah.
We figured out how to admit when we're wrong. We figured out how to, like, not be negative all fucking day. And now we're wonderful people for it. And you guys are just like, I want to talk about how I hate Taco Bell.
You know what? And the thing that we're not going to back down on, because we truly lived our lives, are going to be like, no, life is hard sometimes. And you, at the very least, I got to be able to say that life is hard sometimes.
Yeah, and I'll
never back down.
Exactly. And they'll be like, stop it. Stop saying negative shit. It's so easy. And then there'll be memes that are just like, all you have to do is stop saying negative shit.
No, absolutely not. You guys sound annoying as fuck right now.
Fuck you. You're annoying the shit out of me. Fucking zoomers. Yeah, but it's interesting to think about it, because it's like, and the thing is it's like, it's funny to think about it because we have to laugh about it, but there's nothing funny about the fucker that wiped out the Spanish word on the street. But imagine telling someone like 50 years ago that would cause like a lot of pain to people, and they wouldn't be able to fathom that. They wouldn't be able to understand how wiping off a Spanish word was hurtful. And so now we're like learning that it is, and it's just pointless. It's just like negativity for the sake of being negative, and
it's because it was put there in such a with such nice intentions.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one tiny human being that just got to Earth learning how to communicate with other human beings through the love of her mother and father.
Right.
And then somebody has to come along with their opinions and their negativity and scuff out, you know, like it just made me sad, especially that someone who's, when this first started, when the COVID stuff first started, Zoya baked them a bread, and they baked us like a dessert, and we had never hung out with each other before. Last night was the first night we hung out, but it's like exactly what you were saying before. It's like, it's good to know that those people are, we have no connection to them other than they're two doors down, and it's nice. We don't see anybody else or particularly like anybody else for any particular reason. I've had a couple nice conversations here and there, but we don't know everybody.
Right.
You know? And they were so cool. And they're just the type of human beings that you hope are still around. And then to know that something like that made them sad, it's very easy. You don't need too much of a, like a, well, let me take myself out of myself and really try hard to have empathy for this person. It's very like, it's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it made us feel bad that it made such nice people feel bad.
And the fact that it's right there in front of you is like the most frustrating part when you're like, all we want is for people to like be happy and to be able to have the freedom to like talk about other cultures and celebrate other cultures and treat those cultures the exact same way as you treat your culture and all of those things. And it's like right there, and it's so easy, and it feels right, and it feels good on your soul and your body and your brain and your heart. But it's like these people are just, you know, they just were brought up believing certain things, and they believe within themselves that this is the right way to feel about life and the right way to treat people. And it just seems to inherently come from a place of like, no tolerance and no love for people. And it's like really sad to see that. But it's like, what can you do about it? All you can do is be an example for future generations and teach children and people that even come from families that believe in those things that there is a way for people to feel comfortable in their own skin in this world, no matter where the fuck they come from or what they identify as. And there's no reason why we can't all have that. There's literally no reason.
It's like people are always going to be on different pages. I don't think there's ever going to be a time until we all get our chips in that we're all like on the same exact, we all think we all have the same set of values, you know, but I hope we keep bumping the scale so that like the basic human rights are okay with everyone.
Right.
And then you have like nuanced hatreds after.
Well, the people that absolutely can't keep their head above the dirty clouds of anger and shit, are going to have a difficult time with when, cause you know, people just, it's just humanity. It's kind of like the whole conundrum with humanity, which is, you're never happy with what you have. You always want something else. And if something is, some problem is solved in your life, your brain instinctively tries to find the next thing to be bothered by. And it's a constant cycle. And I really, you know, talking about it more, it does feel like in the future we'll be made fun of for struggling with that, because it's like, it's so easy to just, I mean, it's not that it's so easy, but literally on paper, you can like, retrain.
It's a simple idea, but it's hard. The execution is
hard. Just like exercise and all these other things that take actual work to see results and changes. You know, you got to put the work in. All right. Well, listen, we've talked
remember
a lot.
Remember when those two guys had that podcast?
Remember when there were farts? Let's do the ads. You want to do the ads, okay. Mike?
Yes. And all I right. have to. Yeah.
All right, what do we have here? Let me look inside my ad bag.
Welcome to the ad bag.
Let me reach my hands into the ad bag. Welcome to the ad bag. Ad bag was my favorite BBC show back in the day.
Ad bag is my favorite Star Wars robot.
Ad bag 420. Guys. Let's talk about Squarespace, huh? Come on. We love Squarespace. We are 100%. We got Squarespace's back, and they've got ours, essentially, is what I'm trying to say.
That's safe to say by this point.
And Mike Falzone should know. He has a Squarespace website. Mike, tell him about it.
Not only that. But his wife, who just opened up her own business that is opening and closing because of these unprecedented times, has a brand new website from Squarespace as well. That looks way more beautiful than mine, but mine's very functional, and you get what you pay for.
And you get what you give.
No, she put a lot of time into it, and it looks really good.
Yeah, and like, it's super easy to do. Alana is about to do the same thing, and she's gonna use Squarespace, and she's gonna help her mom set up a website. Her mom's a chiropractor in Hawaii. Ooh la la.
Oh boy! I live in Hawaii.
Come on down to Hawaii. I'll get you straightened out.
That was the spine getting straightened back
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's gonna dabble in Squarespace because it's easy as hell, or heck, depending on what you believe in. And you can do everything on your phone, and you don't have to install anything, and you don't really have to do much, and you could do all sorts of things like sell stuff or have a put your stories online or advertise your business, whatever it is. There's tons of things you can do. It's kind of sky's the limit situation, but it's very easy.
Sell your art. We got a lot of artists.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of talent. If you're a talented individual and you feel like you got what it takes, then put your dang art out on a Squarespace website because it's easy to do. And if you ever have any issue whatsoever, you can utilize their 24/7 award-winning customer support. And
which I have.
Which Mike
very
has
very close
used.
To Christmas one time.
And that's crazy because that's 24/7, baby. Holidays, whatever. But they'll be there for you to help you with any website issues you have. Which hopefully wouldn't be too many. But if you have any kind of question at all, it's no question is too small for the Squarespace customer support award-winning team. So, guys, here's the deal.
What if they went to the ceremony to pick up that award? The whole customer service team on the stage.
Everyone's there. All 3,700 of them. I don't know how many there are. I don't have that information. And since this is a Squarespace ad, I don't want to say untruthful things about the company. Guys, here's the deal. That was our check bouncing. Guys, here's the deal. If you go to squarespace.com/banter, squarespace.com/banter, we, Dynamic Banter, can help you set up your website with the help of our wonderful sponsor, Squarespace, by just going to squarespace.com/banter, and you'll get a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your site, you can use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Why don't you do it? What else are you doing? It's a pandemic. You got time.
Why don't you do it?
What are you doing? Well, thank you.
Why aren't you doing it?
All right. Well, anyway, guys, one more time. For those of you that weren't listening, squarespace.com/banter is the website to check out for all of your interests in starting a website. And the promo code when you're ready to launch is banter. Thank you so much, Squarespace.
Dude, being at the bank and hearing that, sliding a check to the teller,
and
that sound
happens. And let's just put this, and you wanted to put this into your checking account? Is that
savings.
Right? Savings? Okay, sorry. There we go. All right, so let's just put the check into the savings here. Oop.
What?
Yeah.
You try it again. It's a good check.
Yeah, our systems usually don't fail, but I'll try again. Uh-oh. Yeah, looks like you guys are going to be stuck in the mud.
Everyone's turning around.
Guys, let's talk about figs. Figs is great.
In a tray walking through the mud.
Figs, ladies and gentlemen. Figs. Not the fruit, you dunkus. Figs is a company that provides stylish and functional and smart apparel for healthcare individuals.
The We're most important people on the planet right now.
Nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists, texters, and the signatories. Guys,
it sounded like you needed one before you stopped saying that.
Is anybody a doctor listening to this ad? Can you identify what just happened? Guys, healthcare providers are the new icons to cheer for. They always have been, let's face it, but they're killing it right now. And not literally, but they are doing a great job. Some of them are, but it's not their fault. You know, listen, they're human too. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but there is a statistic about how many people die under the care of a doctor. But that doesn't have anything to do with our sponsor, Figs.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. There it
is. Guys, here's the deal. Figs is great, though, and we do love our healthcare workers, and we're very much cheering for them. Right now, they're doing the Lord's work, some would say, depending on what you believe in. And Figs, here's the deal with Figs. They've been cheering for healthcare professionals all along because their mission is to celebrate healthcare pros and make sure they have awesome scrubs so they can perform their best. And the Figs scrubs are engineered with innovative functionality found in high-performance athletic apparel. So it's kind of like, I mean, I don't want to mention another brand, but there's a bunch of brands of stylish clothing. And
yeah, it's like superhero jackets.
Exactly. There you go.
Superhero apparel.
And
for
you know
your
why?
Healthcare provider.
Because healthcare providers deserve things that are epic, like superhero outfits. And it's a lot of functional, awesome stuff. In fact, I have a jacket. Mike has something from them also. We've talked about it before. It's really good quality stuff. Let's face it, those scrubs that doctors wear are boring and disgusting, and it triggers my anxiety. Brings back memories of being a child. The doctor's name.
That's their fault.
His name was Dr. Olt. O-L-D-T, okay. I think. And his eyes, my brother and I said his eyes looked yellow. Like he was a wolf.
Oh, no.
And he was a scary guy.
Jaundice.
Scared the shit out of us. We thought that maybe he was a werewolf. And he could have been, depending on what you believe in. But guys, Figs outfits have lots of pockets. Some of them have over 10 pockets, which is absurd. But also incredibly useful when you have a stethoscope and pens and pen lights and scissors and alcohol pads. Blah, 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 blah. And guys, it's super comfortable, super good looking stuff with tons of different colors and styles, with V-neck tops and straight leg pants to athletic-inspired crew necks and jogger pants and all sorts of really nice stuff. And here's the deal, guys. Figs is doing the right thing. Whether it's donating over 35,000 sets of scrubs to hospitals hardest hit by the coronavirus or donating $100,000 to organizations that support Black Americans pursuing careers in medicine, Figs shows up for their community. They've also donated $100,000 to the Frontline Responders Fund to help ship PPE and supplies, and pushed up international shipping to the UK, Australia, and Canada so everyone can wear Figs and everyone can help and get in on the action and make a healthcare provider or worker look their absolute best. So guys, Figs wants you to wear the scrubs you deserve and enjoy 15% off your first order by using the code BANTER15 at checkout. That's all one word, BANTER and the number 15. And if you're not working on the front lines, you can thank someone that is, because Figs will give you 15% off as well. So if you want to send a gift to someone, some healthcare provider in your life that maybe did you real good and helped you get better, or maybe you've got a relative or a friend that works in the medical industry or in some sort of health.
We have that tattoo artist.
There you go. Perfect.
But, her shop, I guess, decided that they wanted to do that, and they got hooked up.
That's pretty cool to be a tattoo shop wearing like stylish scrubs. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm into that. But anyway, if you wanted to give somebody a gift or say thank you to a healthcare worker, you can go to wearfigs.com. That's WEARFIGS.com and enter that code BANTER15 at checkout and get ready to love your scrubs. Oops. We just got canceled. Guys, our last sponsor is, of course, Features. Of course, last but not least, Features a super rad sock company. They send you socks. They'll send
Steve,
you socks.
You put your socks on first or last?
I put them on before I put my pants on.
Okay.
What Me about too. You? You? You too?
Me too. I like yeah. that.
And it's a good idea sometimes.
It's good.
I tell you. Guys, Mike, why don't you tell me a little bit about Features for some reason?
Features, maybe the most comfortable pair of socks that I own right now or have worn in the past several years of my life. They are strategically designed for your feet, maximum comfort. It's like you're wearing sports socks, but they feel like a dress sock. And there's one specifically for your left and for your right. There goes Zoya out of my life forever, and I feel a gaping hole, and that can only be filled by a pair of Features socks.
This is the episode.
My feet warm and my arches supported.
This is the episode where Zoya left Mike.
Good title.
Mike's absolutely correct. Okay. They are made to feel like they are meant for your foot and your foot alone. And they have those ankle socks that don't slide down into your dang shoe, which is one of the most annoying things in the world. We're coming up to the summer for a lot of folks. Honk, honk. But, and you're going to want to wear those ankle socks because they're nice with you, with your J's that you copped. Didn't take an L. And, you know, it's important to have the right sock in there on your foot. Like a sock is like foot jacket for when you're cold.
That's such an elegantly put.
But I'll tell you, Features, it has solely focused on engineering innovative high performance socks, like Mike has said, for almost 20 years. And they've created a sock with a custom-like fit, like we said, and there's no bunching, slipping, friction, and blisters. And there's multiple cushion levels from ultra-light to max cushioning for unsurpassed performance. Guys.
Max cushioning, I remember that movie.
I did some VO, and I needed to be at a park for this VO session, so it sounded like we were outdoors. And it was the first thing I've done in this COVID world. And, you know, everyone was socially distant and all the equipment was like super sanitized. And everyone was being very safe. And I was like, I gotta go out into the world. I haven't gone out into the world in a while without wearing my slippers. So I put on some Features socks and slipped right into my shoe. The easiest I've ever slid into my shoes. I like them tight. And, it was so nice. You know when you have a nice sock and you're in your nice shoes and it just feels so good and comfortable? You're like, damn, why don't I just wear this at home? This is so comfortable.
It's almost like you appreciate the ingenuity of the shoe more when you have a nice sock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A good sock complements a good shoe, and I believe Features does just that. And there's a lifetime guarantee.
A good sock and a good shoe go hand in hand.
Hand and foot. Hoof and mane. Guys, and there's a lifetime guarantee, which Features, they're so durable and long-lasting, and if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair. No questions asked, you guys. So why don't you see why Features has quickly become the number one running sock in America? And for listeners of the Dynamic Banter, you can receive $10 off your first pair of Features by going to features.com and using the code DYNAMIC. That's $10 off your first pair when you go to FEETURES.com. Promo code DYNAMIC at checkout. Thanks a lot. Features, you're great.
Thank you, Features. Do the Features dance. Do the Features dance.
Wait, Mike, can I play this for you really quick?
Yes.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
Dude, who do you think you are? Like, I am!
It's like he saved everything he's ever wanted to yell for that moment. And he was like, dude, everything I fucking nailed since seventh grade.
All of his Twitter drafts were sent at the same time.
You sure the phrase is, who do you think you are? I am? Because I'm going to say it. I want to scream it.
Why'd I do it? Because you did it. Got back at it. That's right. I did it. Yeah, that's my favorite. I love it so much.
What does he start by saying?
Let's see.
He says, that's why I did it? He says, because you did it?
He goes, yes. And then... That is right, I did it! What is it? What is
Never
it?
Thought?
I never thought, are you kidding me? That's right.
Dude, I want all of this.
On a t-shirt?
I just want it on like an inspirational poster or sewn into a pillow.
Dude, there should be a poster of him like at his most freak out red face moment. And yeah, like that. And then it just says everything he says in between it. That is right, I did it!
Dude, if you're one of the many talented artists who listen to the show.
I think you are, I am. I mean, dude, that's the thing. Like, that those are the things you're saying in your head for sure when you do something. Like that you couldn't believe you could do and you nailed it so well. You're like, fuck, dude, and you fuck, get, I can't dude. Even get it. I did it. You did. Like, cause you're talking to yourself in your own voice, in your head.
And you get them out of your system the wrong way in times that don't mean anything. Like if you're reaching on your shower caddy to pick off your soap and you fumbled it and it's going full shower and you caught it before it hit the ground, you're 100% like, that's what I did. Fuck me.
And then
nah, that's not
like,
what I want to say next time.
What the fuck did you say? Right? Like what
I said, I gotcha.
My thing is like when you're at home and you're under like it's too loudly under your breath, you do like a fuck yeah, you did it. And a lot of them be like, what? What just happened? What did you say?
Dude, have you you said you don't go out super much, but has there been anyone you've had like supermarket interactions with or just like sidewalk interactions with where you haven't spoken in so long that you immediately say like six words in one?
Yes. Nah, man, it's gonna say
a good day. Which what was yours?
Oh, hey, man, it's NC.
Carlos Mencia.
It's like the guy goes, hey, what's up? Oh, you man.
Not a good day tonight.
Yeah. Dad, dude, great internet to see you also. Fuck.
Fuck it. Look, tomorrow.
Like, there's the people.
Fuck it, maybe tomorrow.
The grocery store that you see. You see all the time. You used to see all the time, and then now you're seeing them in the post-COVID world, and you're like, I don't know how to behave now. I don't know how you're doing. I have to take extra care in trying to read how you're doing, you know, more than normal to make sure that I don't say something upsetting or inappropriate in this COVID world.
Yeah.
Well, We're almost at the hour mark, but if you got something you would like to jump into, Mike, by all means, forever hold your peace.
I think we talked about everything. Do you want to do a?
I was gonna just jump into History Road if you're okay.
We could just
I mean
we could
do
a
we could.
I wouldn't mind doing it would be nice if we could do maybe a history road.
I'm running out of space on my hard drive as we speak. So I'm gonna...
At least we know that every second of what we did was worth it.
Let's see if that helps. I deleted a bunch of shit. I can't stop it because I said it to. Fuck. Well, I wasn't ready anyway, so let's listen to the song. Dude, the other day I was talking to Owen and he was like, you know what I was thinking? That the theme song to Dynamic Banter is so good. He was like, it sounds like a Weird Al song that's like a non-parody song. It's got all the weird sounds and the harmonies are so good and the music is cool and the melody is really fun. Like, I need to dig back through and find out who the fuck made that again because
yeah,
they're great and I would love to hit them up for more theme songs for other yeah. shows and stuff.
Having people who care enough about the show to contribute to it and make it better is a nice...
Yeah.
It makes it more of an everybody thing.
For shiz. Oh.
And the History Road song kind of sounds like the Christmas song that Paul McCartney
did. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I which is...
There are bits of it. There are pieces of it in there.
There's amore. Cinema Buns sends an email saying, funny and sad,
it's my favorite combination.
Any tips on getting fired and moving on from it? I know that minimum wage job was holding me back from what I really want to do, and it was causing my mental health to suffer. But at the same time, I'm worried I'm not good enough at what I want to do to make a living. Have y'all ever felt that way? Endlessly. Okay, so I don't think my parents were banging now, but my dad was either practicing his wrestling finishing moves or vigorously masturbating or both. Thank you again. Hope all is well.
That's the same email?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the same email. Dude, that's like escaping an escape room into another escape room.
Listen, if you're in quarantine with your parents, it's going to be a hard talk, but you're going to probably hear your parents boning at some point because everyone's stuck. And that's okay.
You owe your whole life to your parents boning.
You do owe your whole life to your parents boning. And, let's see you not bone your wife when you're stuck in the house for fucking months and months and months with your shit, kid. All right?
Yeah. Yeah. By that time, all negativity will be gone.
And we'll be canceled for being as negative as we have been. But so my advice really quick for getting over being fired, that totally sucks. And it's the worst thing. But if it's a minimum wage job that you didn't give a fuck about and you were just doing it to make some money, dude, don't sweat that shit. There's going to be hundreds of those. Hopefully not hundreds of those, but there's going to be many jobs that you fucking hate, but you got to make ends meet or you got to save some money or whatever your motivation is. But always follow your fucking dreams. And if that job you had was not motivating you to achieve your dreams and your goals and your happiness, then fuck that job and don't think another goddamn red moment about it, sweetie.
Also, think about what you what that job gave you. I've had 100 really shitty jobs and they've all taught me something, whether it's to be like
name
better
one.
To
name one.
Bar back taught me how to not treat people in the service industry like shit, and it makes me furious whenever like a waiter or bartender gets treated like shit because unless they're terrible at their fucking job.
One fucking I totally agreed.
No, but different jobs, they just teach you different things, so think about what you learned. And then I know that it's depending on what you want to do, it could be hard to get a job right now. So just keep yourself busy. Whenever I was in between jobs, I just kept my own self busy. I gave myself things to do. And then you're in that mindset of like going all the time and working and staying busy. And then when you when another opportunity shows itself, you'll be ready for it. Ready for it.
And definitely always be thinking about your goal, right? Like, what is your dream? What is your goal? Don't stop thinking about that. Don't ever stop thinking about that, because if that's something you really want, then that has to make its way to the top priority of your motivations. And if you're unable to do that, then you got to at least find ways to get it higher up on that list, which might mean being like, oh fuck, this job I'm doing is killing my energy, it's killing my mental health, it's killing so many things, and that's never going to be the right place to be to meet that goal and to prioritize your dreams and goals. So get the fuck out of there and be proud of yourself for getting out of there. And being fired just means that this thing wasn't meant for you and you gotta fucking move on.
Also, if you have that clear goal that Steve was talking about, you could start angling things that you do in the future to help you achieve that, you know. And maybe you take one job over another job that won't lead you to the same ending as much.
Exactly.
You know, you start doing things with like a goal-driven mindset. They become more whatever it is, like leaving a job or getting fired from a job, as long as you want to keep working as a, it's a step forward. Exactly. So you're just taking a step forward. It just sucks to step down on it.
Agreed. All right. Let's do one more and then we'll say goodbye.
Let me just get one more scream out of my bottle.
Just a small one. Nobody next door noticed. Anna Vogel, it's important when you're going to scream that to realize maybe your neighbors will hear you. Anna Vogel sends an email saying, "Dreamborn boys break my things. Hello, boys. 2 years ago, I had a weird dream about you. 2 fucking years ago? Why are you barely getting to us now? Jesus Christ, you're holding on to a dream you had 2 fucking years ago?
2 years ago today, it's the anniversary of that dream.
Of this dream. You guys were at my housekeeping job with me and filming the Dynamic Banter show on location, like we do. For some reason, Mike had my record player that can also play cassette tapes on his shoulder, like a dang boombox, like some 80s cool guy. None of us looked cool in this dream. My apologies. Steve just so happened to have my favorite children's audiobook, Molly Moon, on cassette tapes and thought, since we're here and the mood was right, why not play a children's book? Sure, that sounds right. It's on brand. The tape was immediately eaten by a record, by my record cassette player. The ribbons off my beloved favorite book were spilling out of the device. A book is a made of paper and...
It's like a folder.
Yeah, it's a folder with a lot of files.
You can see all the files.
There's every file from the folder in it. Dynamic Banter explains books. Have you ever thought of over 100 words? Well, this has a more of that. This has that.
Think about holding all the pictures that you take, but instead of things, those pictures are of words, and you keep them in a folder.
Imagine if thoughts could be held and put on a shelf. let's see. The tape was immediately eaten and ribbons were spilling out of the device on Mike's shoulder. I watched in horror as Steve yanked it out with a small, oh no! Mike knocked on a guest door for help. The lady guest looked at the tape she was handed by the bearded boys. She exclaimed, "Wow, you have a really ruined cassette tape. Good luck with that." And slammed the door.
Was that person a scientist?
Steve and Mike shrugged and dumped my record player and ribbon-strewn cassette tape into my housekeeping buggy with an, "Oh, well, that sure didn't work," and left. I woke up so unbelievably sad for a good while until I remembered it was all a dream. I had to stop myself from screaming out the window, Ebenezer Scrooge style, in sheer joy and relief. Sorry for the long hickory road. I love you born boys a lot, even though you dream ruined my shit. Bye, Anna. Hickory Road is great. That should be a Wickwillian candle scent.
Man, I totally agree with you. And that must have sucked for Anna to wake up without any of that stuff that she had.
Also, what a bummer you didn't get to really hang out with us. And you didn't get to hear that awesome episode of Dynamic Banter we were making, which is probably really good.
Busy. We sounded really busy.
Yeah.
In your dream.
Oh, I appreciate you for not really bothering us while we made our show.
It was really chill of you to be quiet while we were
to shut your mouth while we try out all your toys on our show. All right. Well, Mike, thank you, my friend. I miss you. I love you.
Yeah.
Let's play some games soon and take a walk around the neighborhood maybe soon.
We could do both of these things.
We could do both of these things and all of these things.
But that's it.
No more than that. No more, no less. I appreciate you and I love you, buddy. Anything you want to promote or anything?
No, not really. I've been doing Mike in the Morning videos again on Tuesdays. Just working to put something up on Tuesdays, and I've been having a great time with it.
Fuck yeah, dog.
So that's that.
First time show is about to finish up The Leftovers. It happened so fast. And Owen has been on the past few episodes, and it's been wonderful having Owen back again and hearing his whole curmudgeon-y viewpoint. But if you guys want to hear me and Brett and Owen and Alana talk about an amazing HBO show called The Leftovers, and if you haven't seen it, I'm jealous of you, first of all. And also, you should check it out, because what the fuck else are you doing? And it's on HBO Max. But anyway, if you want to hear that podcast, it's on the Valleycast audio feed. So anywhere where you get your podcasts, you just type in the Valleycast and then just look for the first time show episodes in there. Ideally, it's not the best way to do a podcast, but you know, we're making do.
What do you mean?
It should have its own feed probably, but so that you can subscribe.
I mean,
to
it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Different things are helpful.
Yeah. But you can also listen
if you
to
have your own.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of positives, and I don't for having your own channel or whatever, but you know, if you want to listen to Valleycast, it's also there. And then Elliot has a podcast that I've never heard. All right. Well, guys, it's okay. He's never fucking watched first time show. I can guarantee it. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. Send your history roads to dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the Dynamic Banter YouTube channel to see the video version of the show. You might miss a lot of fun visual bits if you do not subscribe to youtube.com/dynamicbanter. And thank you to Ryan Faroki for editing the show and helping us out. You're a good boy. Don't destroy people's ears with the podcast on YouTube, Ryan.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Why did he put an explosion?
Maybe he felt like he could, maybe he felt strong and this was his moment to do like a sound, like a weird sound. Like he's always wanted to try to do like a Steve Zaragoza weirdly placed loud sound. Yeah. And I don't think it worked. Ryan.
People seemed upset. But that's all right, because once in a while people get upset at you for doing something.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But anyway, thank you, Ryan, for being awesome. And thank you, everybody, for loving and watching and listening and wishing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.